And we are back with Arts Blast on the Air. I'm Willie Miller, and now I'm going to talk exclusively to Casey Lunsford. And what a coincidence for you to be here the same day as Sarah Wilson with the combination of the college in mm-hmm. Vero Beach and Laura Riding Jackson Foundation.
It is. They've been a great partner, and the synergy between their group and then the college has been really wonderful to watch. As we're talking about off the air, I'm looking forward to seeing the evolution of that continue. Again, our faculty and our students at the college benefit. One of the reasons to bring them to the campus was because you get to see and touch history and humanities instead of just talk about it. So I wish Sarah well, and I look forward to seeing the expansion of the programs.
Okay, let's talk about Casey Lunsford.
Yep.
You're stepping into some pretty big shoes here at the Gifford Youth Orchestra, but let's go back in history a little bit, because we first met when both of us were at Indian River State College in Community College
yep.
in Fort Pierce. I was at WQCS with Art Spotlight,
right.
And you were, what were you doing?
I was the instrumental music director,
yeah.
Band, jazz ensemble, teaching music theory, and then I went to the dark side and became an administrator. I tell people it's the dark side because I'd get there when it's dark and I'd leave when it was dark. So it was always dark. But I had a great career doing that and really enjoyed that, and migrated up to Vero Beach 8 years ago to become the campus provost and campus president. I retired last week, September 1st, officially. Took 5 days off, and now I'm into my next venture.
So I'm surprised you took all of 5 days,
well,
Casey.
I had a to-do list at home my wife had prepared.
Oh, that's so, okay.
But for me, what's exciting about joining the Gifford Youth Orchestra is I get to get back to my roots of music education.
Yes.
I love helping young people. You see that aha moment in music when they get it, and I miss that. And so I'm excited. You can tell by my voice. I'm passionate about it. I'm excited about it. And this summer, I was getting ready to do some adjunct work for some high schools and do some things and just take my time. But the Gifford Youth Orchestra opportunity came about, and had a great meeting with Crystal Bujol and some of her board members, and thought, what a great adventure. They have done a really great job. Crystal really single-handedly creating the organization and creating the everything from donors list down to the programs over the years. And as she's reaching a mature level in her life, she's decided that she needs to kind of hand off that to that project.
Right.
And it just lines with my values. She and I have had some great conversations over the summer. We called them fireside chats here in Florida at 95 degrees. And we've just been talking about the organization and the vision. And she has some huge plans that she challenges me with. And I'm looking forward to that. And so I officially started yesterday with the group and taught a few of the staff members. And I'm going out today to do some observations of some of the programs we have already in place. Excited about the future. We start a program next week at Dodgertown Elementary through a generous donation from the Foundation, Education Foundation Board. We'll be working with students after school and giving those students opportunities in voice, instrument, even some physical activities to keep them engaged and help them move and get involved in the arts. And so we're looking at that. And then ultimately, we would like to start a capital campaign project.
Mm-hmm.
We have property in Gifford, right on 45th Street. And the goal there is to build a standalone facility that will enhance Gifford, not just be a performing arts or our youth orchestra rehearsal hall, but also be a place where the community can come and gather, maybe even some offices for some of the folks to rent out. So make it more of a community building as much as it would be an orchestra or music facility.
That's a great idea. I have to say, I'd started talking with Crystal about this way back in the beginning when it was a glint in her eye.
Yeah.
And it has just exploded, particularly in the last few years, it seems. They're into the schools now. There is just... Mm-hmm. You came along at the right time, Casey.
I did, because if it goes well, I'll get all the credit.
Right.
But well. I can tell you, I can tell you that the vision has already been set. Naturally, with Crystal and I talking, we still have a lot of details to work out. So I'll have the chance to enhance that with my background. I've built buildings at the college for years. I've been involved in renovations and buildings, again, with the educational component. And then my passion for music education. So it's just a nice synergy. She and I are having we've had some wonderful talks, and I see where she'd like to go. She's been really great about allowing me to give some input already, and we're working on those things to just strengthen the organization. But she has done a remarkable job with the number of people. I'm still getting my head wrapped around the number of people that support the GYO, both philanthropically, but also programmatically. And the staff and the number of people that work for them part-time, full-time, it really is a large group of folks. And so one of my challenges is to kind of get all that together and get a little bit more organized in certain areas so that we can move forward mm-hmm. into the future. But it's exciting.
So at this point, are you and Crystal working hand in hand and she's gradually going to slip into retirement?
Well, she's not slipping into retirement at all, if you know Crystal.
Yeah.
What she's doing is she's sliding onto a board position. So uh-huh. she's still very much engaged. And yes, we've been talking from the moment she and I decided with her board members that I'd be the right person and I accepted informally. We've been talking every week, once or twice a week, a couple hours, and just getting to know each other and knowing that vision. And then the last couple of weeks, working hand in hand to make the transition smoother. But I will always go to her for advice. She knows the players. She knows the history. I'm a big advocate of learning from the past to help us create for the future. So if I've got a question, I call her. She's amazing. At 3:30 this morning, I'm getting emails from her. She apparently woke up and has some questions. So she said, I have a really great idea. So we're going to talk about that later today. So she's still passionate about the program. She still wants to see it evolve. But she also, not only with the students, she cares about the community of Gifford. And growing up here in Vero Beach, going through the school systems, going to Gifford, many of my friends are from Gifford. I understand that passion to preserve the history and also enhance the community. So we want to look at it beyond just the music programs, but also to an enhancement of the Gifford community, if possible, to make it even more beautiful than what it is in some of those areas. So we definitely have a strong vision. We definitely have a plan. That plan is evolving. We're right now in the process of getting together our capital campaign and getting that organized, which will be a primary focus of my responsibilities here next couple of years, is to try to generate those funds from the community to get the building up and running. They've done a really great job of getting grants for instruments and again, with the Education Foundation, supplying those resources for students to take lessons and do that. So it's all encompassing. It's a challenge. But the cool part is it's all about music and music education. So that'll be the focus. We'll have a lot of tentacles there, but it's all wrapped around music education.
Will you be able to put your hand in?
I hope so.
As a teacher?
That's really how it kind of started. I was looking around thinking, well, gosh, I could go do a little teaching for them. And then that evolved into a conversation. Well, you know, we need an executive director. And with, again, the blessed to have the skill set from the college for all those years as administrator. I know a lot of the pitfalls to watch out for and some of the things that we've already lived through. So I plan on teaching. I plan on conducting. I still conduct musically. I'm getting back to that. I'll be doing some adjudication this year, some marching bands, some concert bands, honor bands. One of the things I asked Crystal about, I said, I do want to have that freedom to do some music education teaching. And she was all over that. She's like, absolutely. So I'm excited to see where it goes. It's still fresh. To like Sarah's situation, I'm brand new to the position. I'm still learning the players, but I'm excited about this for myself, but I'm also excited because we can contribute to the community.
It's one of those absolute positive coincidences that you were retiring. She's not retiring.
Right.
She needed you.
Well, I need her. So yeah, I think it's a collaboration there that we're going to have a lot of fun, and I look forward to the journey.
Okay. Casey Lunsford, thank you so much. We are going to have a wonderful time with the GYO in the coming years.